Obviously, the announcement today regarding Darius Latham being unavailable for the next four games. Any sort of reaction to that news?
it's unfortunate. You know, he'll do the things he needs to do to get himself back.
Seemed to get into it with a Raiders fan after the game. There's a lot of viral video about that. Your thoughts on that, kind of?
Yeah, Will just told me about that. Told me there was some video or something available, which I have not seen. But I don't think that's anything we want to be a part of. I think we want to concentrate on playing good football on the field. Respect the fans. appreciate them for coming out and supporting us.
You've been so consistent in approach and the way you've done your process. During a rough slide, do you stick to that process even more, or do you change things up?
No, I mean, we always look to freshen things up, but the process remains paramount. To be able to – it's the best you can do. You recover, from the last – This week we have quite a few guys recovering, quite a few guys are banged up. But you recover the best you can, and you prepare, and then you go compete. And that's the best way to perform consistently at a high level. And we just haven't played well the last few weeks out. And but the process you have to remain true to it.
Jack, have you seen the video? Did it reveal anything you didn't notice?
Not really. I thought they were better than us in the trenches. I thought they were a little more physical yesterday, which is unusual. We've got really good offensive and defensive lines, but they were more physical yesterday. They sacked us. We didn't sack them. They threw some long balls over the top of us. We didn't throw any over them. They got a turnover for a touchdown. We didn't get a turnover. So they got us yesterday. Nothing really changed from what I saw last night live.
You mentioned yesterday the four guys who left the game with injuries. Any of those potentially long-term injuries or anyone that's serious?
I hope not. We'll gather more information as we go here, and we'll see who's able to make it out Wednesday, but not anything that I'm ready to report on right now.
Troubling that you're losing in the trenches when you've kind of built this thing on physicality, does that bother you a little bit more that another team?
Well, it bothers me not to win. I mean, we're about performing and winning, and we lean on our trenches. I thought our linebackers and D linemen, I thought their offensive line got the best of us. I think our offensive line, we gave up some sacks and we generated some run game, I don't think we're playing quite to the level that we expect, and that's at the core of what we're going to be.
When you go back and watch the tape, whether Amari's being targeted or not, are you seeing him create separation consistently there?
Yeah, I saw five wide open. Shook his guy, was open in space. Would have loved to have seen that ball get delivered to him there, And not every play is designed to go to him. You can't see everybody at one time. Sometimes you start with your read somewhere else and you don't make it back, for whatever reason. He was doing his part to create space and opportunity for the quarterback, and we just missed him a couple times.
You mentioned the two deep balls. Obviously, everyone blames Sean Smith. Was there more to it than that? Is there also a scheme issue, or is it the safety help not being there? What do you see in those two big plays that kind of cost
you? Well, the very first play, nobody can help him on that one. He's got a buzz player coming underneath him. He's got to stay on top. And you just can't start the game that way. But, the second one, Reggie should intercept that ball. I mean, that ball's thrown in the middle, inside the numbers and toward the middle of the field. We got to go make a play on that and give him some help there. Either way, he's got to be on top. That's his job, be on top both those plays. But, the second one, he should have had more help.
Is there – do you get at all a feeling that this year's team is not quite as hungry, or is it?
No, no, not at all. I mean, it's really not that. I know it's probably natural for some to kind of try and figure things out. You know, it really comes down to, you know, and you're at a moment, you're 7 points, you just closed it to seven. You need to stop. You know, you just close it to seven. The fans are getting into it, and the offense just scored. We're 7 points away after the way the game started. And we just have not we've not made those plays at that moment to go snatch that win. And it's sitting right there, you know. And you got to get a stop on defense. You got to get a turnover on defense. You got to come up right there, be opportunistic, get the ball back to the offense, and continue to score. And so, you know, it didn't happen. The hunger for it, that's there. It's just a matter of making your plays. You get these opportunities, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, doesn't get it done. It's you get these opportunities, you got to take advantage of the opportunities and make the plays that you have that are there to be made. And you do that, then you are a little happier on a day like today.
So many of the guys in this team were on a team last year that made those plays. Sure. To be 12-4, I mean, even though a lot of the scores were close. So is it harder for these guys because they know what they did last year, and then, you know, how do we recreate it kind of thing? You mentioned a little bit about confidence yesterday. I just don't know how collective confidence is built.
Yeah, I think it's built by having success, making plays. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the bottom line is football games in the National Football League typically come down to who makes plays, you know, when you're at those key moments. And teams that make those plays win. And, you know, I'd like to see us play with a little more situational awareness. I think we missed some opportunities yesterday to do that. I mean, it's, you know, it's 3rd and 4, and we're, you know, 10, 12 yards off the receiver, allow them to throw a quick out for an easy completion and a first down. You know, it's, plays like that have to be made. I mean, you have to make them. Those are your opportunities. You get them right there. You're in a situation where you're going to get the ball back. You've got to make those plays. And that's, you know, that situational awareness, that productivity in those situations, that's the difference between winning and losing at this level.
You mentioned a couple of times that Amari got open and it didn't get it to him. Having a chance to see the tape, what did you think of the job that EJ did? And to kind of confirm maybe what you hinted at last night, do you expect Derek to go this week?
Yeah, nothing changed from how I felt last night. I mean, I spoke on both. I think EJ handled himself, you know, did a solid job. You know, I think that kind of performance, play good defense, run the ball the way you're supposed to, you win a game with that kind of performance. He didn't put us on his shoulders. He just was solid, and that's what we needed from him. So we didn't get the other part done.
To Amerson or Conley, were they close to being able to play? Or
I don't really want to get into all that. You know, we didn't play them. Hopefully, you know, we'll get another look at them this week and see if they can go.
What did you think about Dexter? For a second straight game, he's had more snaps.
Yeah. I mean, we're a little thin right now with, you know, two of the top guys banged up. The other guys were filling in. You know, obviously Hamilton went out early in the game yesterday, so we were very thin. I thought overall it was okay. I mean, I would like to have seen tighter coverage on that third down, but, you know, yeah, he's given us solid reps.
Keith McGill seemed like he almost had a game-changing play there in the third quarter when narrowly blocked that punt. Mm-hmm. He might have even protested for a call that wasn't there. What did you see? I'm sure that was obviously something you guys schemed for, is that opportunity.
And you're asking about what now? Would a call or
wherever he wanted to go, I suppose. But yeah, I think he felt like he may have been held there. I haven't talked to him about it, but he seemed like he was certainly signaling after the play.
Yeah, I think he was close. It was a pressure opportunity to go after him, and we had a shot. But you know, it would have been great if we got our hand on the ball. So, you know, to wait on a call, I'm not really going to go there.
You optimistic Derek will be able to go on Wednesday?
Yeah, I pretty much said that yesterday. I anticipate he'll be ready to go. I mean, he was pushing pretty hard last week.
37 points in the last three games. Do you want to see Todd open things up a little more? Are you happy with the play calling, or would you like to see?
I thought our plan yesterday was pretty good. Like to have seen us have a few more opportunities. Would we have 55 plays right around there? That's us getting the ball back for, you know, defensively getting the ball back for our offense. It's about complementary football. At the end of the day, it's do enough special teams, offense, defense, do enough as a football team to win games. And each phase helps the other phase. And, you know, I believe that as we create more turnovers, get off the field more on third down, and continue to work and develop special teams-wise, that we'll, as a football team, have success. And I think it's shared success.
How do you think John Feliciano stepped in?
He did pretty well. Did pretty well. He graded out well, handled himself well. I think pretty solid.
Coach, you wake up this morning and you see, like the rest of us, what's going on in Napa and Sonoma. You guys are a big part of that community for 3-4 weeks every year from a Raiders perspective. Your thoughts?
Well, I smelled the smoke and was wondering what it was. And then I was told I haven't done anything but look at film all day. So, I'm really not sure exactly what all is taking place other than there's a fire that's kind of on the loose. So I don't have a lot of detail right now on what occurred. I apologize. You're hitting me with something I'm really not prepared to answer.
At risk of a question of something you haven't looked too deeply into, air quality conditions, I know that's it's pretty poor in the area. Is that something that you guys are evaluating as maybe something that could affect practice schedule at all this week?
Like I said, it's all new to me. I'm aware of it because I smell the smoke, but I didn't dig in. I didn't get much of an update. Well, could help me out. I apologize. I don't have much information. I hope everybody's safe up there. I hope we're not losing lives or anything, and hope they get it under control.
I was going to follow up on kind of last week. You mentioned you was sore. Is that the case again this past week? Was this case of soreness for this injury?
Yeah, there's a certain amount of pain that's involved that keeps him from doing what he needs to do. And when that is under control and he's able to go, then, you know, we look forward to having him. But until that is under control and he's able to do the things he needs to do, then, you know, he's going to remain sidelined. So,
you're not sure if it's a long-term thing or a short-term thing.
Well, it's going a long term. I would hope that it would be resolved at some time, you know, in the near future. But I think this is an issue that we're doing the best we can to manage.